drunken voting bill on a 49-1 vote, what will happen to it in the House?
We've already assigned that. In fact, it got re-referred. We were originally going to send it to Natural Resources. Judiciary asked, somebody on Judiciary asked, or no, Public Safety. Public Safety asked to look at the issue first, and then we're going to refer it back to Natural Resources. But quite frankly, we want to get a bill that everybody here can agree to and get passed, and hopefully get signed by the governor before the end of this year, before we adjourn.
Mm-hmm. Been less willing on this bill or have tried to, in their terms, weaken it?
No, I think the big part that's been a concern for some of our members is they do want to have a drunken voting bill. It's how it, because the big argument that's been is the impact it has on operating a motor vehicle, how it affects your insurance and some of those issues. Because if there's a person sitting out on a pond up in Lake Okoboji, and he's fishing and drinking beer and gets picked up for, it's much different than a guy that's driving a high-powered speed boat across Lake Okoboji. So I think that's one of the concerns some of our members have. Plus, I think they want to look more at the history of the person versus just looking at the single incidents involving boating. But that's getting into a lot of legalistic parts. I think we really do have an opportunity this year to pass a bill. I really do.
I think either one of them will kill you if they run over you.
But that's my point. Okay. So if it's a little fishing boat on a pond versus a speedboat, are you really going to be able to separate them?
No, but the point some of our members are, it's the whole logistics of how it deals. Do you want to deal with this? But I mean, Janine, we are going to try to get a bill done this year, and I think the people that had concerns about it in the past are working with the Senate to try to get a bill done this year. And, you know, the bottom line is, we want to get a bill done, but we want to make sure that we deal with it in the appropriate fashion.
A lot of people always looked at me on this issue only because I've prosecuted hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these OWI and BWI cases, and so I know the statute pretty well. And the idea is to make sure that when we move to the .08, and that's pretty much the non-controversial portion, frankly, that we make sure that the chapter is modernized and somewhat reflective of the implied consent chapter that exists in our DWI laws. And for example, in the driving laws, there's a pretty good definition backed by case law and administrative law on what operation means of a motor vehicle. You actually have to operate a motor vehicle that has its engine running or is in motion. And there's definitions regarding implied consent and the admissibility of data master tests. PBT tests, for example, are not admissible in court. And implied consent certifications are enhanced certifications that are above and beyond the normal certification that a law enforcement officer gets. When the BWI, or the Boating While Intoxicated Law, was passed, a great deal of thought was given to the .08 portion of the law. Very little thought was given to the other portions of the law. And I think the opportunity is there this year to have a good definition of operation of a water vessel, what that means. Under current law, for example, a houseboat tethered to a island with its engine off would be considered boating while intoxicated, okay? So we're going to have a good definition of operation, potentially some good certification issues regarding water officers' ability to do tests that are admissible in court and dealing with that issue. And then the .08 law, as I said, is the non-con portion. I think, and I've said this a couple times, that we'll have a good solid bill, probably one of the most strong laws in the country on the issue.
Thank you.